It's 8:30 p.m. here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, Iran has pledged to keep offering military advisory assistance to Syria and Iraq. The secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council says support for Syrian and Iraqi governments will continue until the threat of terrorism is completely eliminated. Ali Shamkhani was meeting with the chairman of the Islamic Supreme Council of Iraq, Ammar Hakim, in Tehran. He said the recent bombings in Iraq targeting civilians are desperate attempts by terrorists who have suffered heavy losses. Shamkhani also spoke of the war in Syria. He noted that strategic gains by Syrian troops in Aleppo will soon tip the balance in favor of Damascus. Hakim has also held talks with the foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, who expressed hope that the Iraqis will soon fully purge their country of Takfiri terrorists. The Iranian foreign minister also urged unity among all Iraqi ethnic and political groups. Hakim said the terrorists are on the verge of total collapse in Iraq. He stressed the age of using terror groups as a tool is over. Joining us now via Skype from Madison is Kevin Barrett. He is the editor of Veterans Today. Many thanks for joining us here on Press View, Mr. Barrett. Now, I'd like to pick up on that last point that was made by Ammar Hakim, where he stressed that the age of using terror groups as a tool is over. What would you say to that?
I think he may be a bit over-optimistic if we're talking about the long-term global view. But in terms of this plague of massive terrorism that's been hitting the region, and specifically the countries of Iraq and Syria, I think he may be right that we're going to see a significant improvement in the near future as Daesh collapses and as its whole approach is discredited. Unfortunately, we are still in the midst of this destabilization of the region, which was planned as far back as the early 1980s. The Oded Yanon plan out of Israel set out their intent to destabilize, balkanize, and generally take down the region, especially their neighbors, by splitting up these countries on ethnic and sectarian lines. And this program then was put into high gear with the public relations launch of the War on Terror, the inside job on September 11th, 2001. And since then, they've tried to take out 7 countries in 5 years, as General Wesley Clark said, and all 7 of those countries were countries that posed a threat to Israel. Now, that plan and that program is not yet finished. So we do need to recognize that the further chances of Zionist mischief still exist. That said, however, I do believe that it's true that I think Daesh is on its last legs, has zero support across the Muslim world. It's a group of Kharijites, neo-Kharijites, who have stepped out of the House of Islam. More and more people recognize it. So that group has no future. And I think Iraq and Syria are going to see better days.
Right. Dr. Barrett, how much of that is imperative upon inter-regional unity, so to speak, where we're seeing, for example, Iran, Syria, Iraq, even Russia sort of chipping in to work together strategically to rid the region of this plague of terrorism?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it, that this terrorism, which was created as a civilizational enemy at the Jerusalem Conference on International Terrorism in 1979 by Benjamin Netanyahu, it was intended to unify the West and the world behind Israel's war on the Palestinians. That's the whole purpose of the so-called war on terrorism. That's why this plague of terrorism was invented. And today, we're seeing a certain kind of blowback from that, in which the genuinely anti-terror forces, which are also, by and large, the forces that are not totally under the control of the Zionists, are uniting to fight this Takfiri terrorism. The whole Muslim world knows that this Takfiri terrorism is a scourge. And despite the propaganda that's been put out by the Zionists and the Americans and their regional allies trying to divide Sunni from Shia Muslim and trying to balkanize the region, there has been this process of uniting behind this platform that Daesh and these Takfiri terrorist groups are unacceptable. So ironically, it seems that the very instrument that was created to divide the region in service to Israel is now, in fact, being used more positively to unite the region in independence from Israel.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Kevin Barrett, editor of Veterans Today, joining us via Skype from Madison. Mr. Barrett, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.